Good morning, GBF.
Good morning.
I
thank the Lord for the opportunity to gather with you to worship Him.
Through the
singing of His praises,
and
the study of His good word.
Pastor
Rogers is away from ministry, so he and the elders have tasked me to lead us today in our study of Scripture.
牧师今天在别的地方在牧养，而且他与教会的长老交给我这个重任来传神的道。So
let us go to God and seek His help as we study His word today.
那我们在读神的话之前，来到他的面前祷告，求他帮助。Dear
Lord, we thank you for being a sovereign God. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Lord and Savior. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit to instruct us and grant us the assurance of our faith. We thank you for the gift of your word that we might understand your will and promises. Help those among us today who may not know you, and help those who may be new to the faith that they will understand your word. Lord, your word is clear and understandable. Help us and help your child today as we study your word. Amen. So let's begin today's study with a few questions.
我们今天开始的时候要思想几个问题。
Here are three questions to frame our thoughts in our study today.
这里有三个问题来引导我们。
Three questions that every human being would like an answer to.
这三个问题所有的人都希望得着答案。
Three questions that your non-believing co-workers at work might ask you.
你在工作场合可能有不信的同事也会问你这样的问题。
And three questions you often ask yourself.
这三个问题也是我们时常自己问自己的。
The first question is, what is blessedness?
第一个问题,什么是幸福?
The second question is, what is success?
第二个问题,什么是成功?
And the third question, and I get asked a lot, is how do we understand when evil doers prosper?
第三个,我们时常问的问题是,如何的理解恶人的兴旺?
So first, blessedness, what is a blessed life?
首先,什么是一个蒙福的人生?
In an abundant country, your imagery of a blessed life is abundance of food.
在这个很发达的国家,我们常常会想象这个蒙福就是有许多的食物。
For refugees today, people fleeing their country, maybe finding a crumb of bread is blessedness.
可是有一些逃难者的 当他们逃离家园的时候，只能够找到一片小面包，也算是蒙福了。
What is success?
成功是什么？
As parents, you might have different ideas of success.
我们身为父母亲的，可能对成功有不同的定义。
Now, when your child takes his first step, you feel that that's the most successful thing you've done, even though you've not done much and they've done.
当你的孩子踏出第一步的时候，你会觉得我成功了。不过其实你什么都没有做，是他做的。And
then it changes, right? Your definition of success changes. It becomes what school they go, what's their grades, and how much they earn at work.
然后你对这个成功的定义会随着他们的成长而改变，他们在学校的成绩，或者是他们出来做工的时候赚多少钱，这样的你的成功的定义也跟着转移。And
then at the very end, it's a headlong rush for retirement. That's your success indicator. How early can you retire and enjoy the good life?
然后就到了退休的时候，能够提早退休是成功吗？
And then the next question, how do we understand when evildoers have a good life?
然后另一个问题就是，当恶人的生命非常顺利或者兴旺的时候，我们怎样来解释呢？
At the start of World War II, when everything seemed great for Adolf Hitler and Germany, everything seemed good.
在第二次世界大战的时候，德国的希特勒看起来一切都是一帆风顺的。
And then churches, pastors like Dietrich Bonhoeffer stood up against this evildoer.
然后有一些教会，就好像这个小图那里的这个牧师，他们起来与这个希特勒对立。
They tried to assassinate Hitler, and then they failed, and Hitler killed them.
他们甚至想要谋杀他，或者是想要去把这个希特勒杀了。不过希特勒发现了，然后将他们所有的人都给处死了。
So how do we understand when blatant evildoers prosper in the same earth that we live in?
如果有这样行恶的人在同样的一个地球上活着，而且生命一帆风顺，我们要怎样来解释呢？
So faced with these questions,
所以当我们面对这三个问题，
Your standard of measurement for blessedness, success and justice matters.
你对于幸福、成功还有公义的定义，这一个有没有绝对的标准呢？这个是非常重要的。
So for absolute standards, we seek our answers in the absolute word of God.
我们如果要得到绝对的标准，我们就必须要回到神绝对的话那里。
God's inerrant word,
神的话是无误的，
is sufficient for all of life's questions.
它足够回答生命里所有的问题。
And we find our answer today in Psalm 1.
我们今天就在诗篇第一篇找着答案。
As you turn to Psalm 1, the first of 150 Psalms, Scripture lays out 6 short verses to define blessedness.
诗篇第一篇是150篇诗里的第一篇，在六节，短短的六节里，圣经就让我们看见了答案。
So the title for our sermon today is The Blessed Life.
我们今天信息的题目就是蒙福的人生。
God's standard of success.
神对成功的定义。
God's justice toward the righteous and the wicked can all be found in Psalm 1.
还有神对义人与恶人的这一个对待，都在诗篇第一篇那里找着。
So let us read the word of God.
让我们一同来读主的话。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
诗篇第一篇，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
So Psalm 1 begins with the word blessed.
诗篇第一篇开始就让我们看见什么是为有福的。
And the Holy Spirit, in his inspiration of the book of Psalm, has chosen this one word to begin all of this hymnal.
圣灵在启示神的话时，在诗篇第一篇就以福来开始。
And what's the purpose of this choice of this word?
这一个圣灵选择用这一个字的目的是什么呢？
It's created to encourage individuals like us when you read the psalm to be blessed.
它是为了要鼓励个人在读诗篇的时候，鼓励我们什么是有福的。
It is to encourage entire communities like the Jewish communities when they sing the hymns. That sing this song is the path to blessedness.
而且当犹太人会众一同来唱诗，唱这一篇诗的时候，也是为了要鼓励他们知道什么是有福的。
So occurring 44 times in Scripture, this word brings a blessing to all those who read God's word.
这一个词在圣经里出现44次，也让我们看见读神的话就是有福的人。
So the phrase "blessed is the man" is a shout out to all those who are seeking a blessed life to listen.
所以这一句话“这人变为有福”其实是呼召那一些正在听的人必须要听好来得到福气。
Listen to what this blessedness entails.
我们要听好这个有福到底是包括了什么呢
？What this blessedness requires.
怎样才这个人到得到福气，我们需要做什么
？And where this blessedness flows from.
还有这个福气是有什么的来源。
So the psalmist is concerned about the blessed life.
所以诗人在这里注意的是什么是蒙福的人生。
And if you know, he does not begin by surveying what a person possesses.
我们要发现他开始的时候没有去寻找这些人所拥有的东西。
He does not survey the social economic status of a blessed person.
他也没有去查看一个人在社会上的地位。
Instead, he highlights the character, the choices, and eternal conclusions of a person.
相反的，他是要看这个人的品格，这个人的选择，还有这个人的命运。
So using a contrast in this psalm between the way of a righteous man and the way of a wicked man.
所以这里有一个对比，就是义人的道路与恶人的道路。
The psalmist wants to illustrate what is a blessed life.
诗人要让我们看见什么样子才是蒙福的人生。
And then he brings in verse 3 and 4, he will illustrate that with a fruitful tree and chaff.
在第三、第四节，他以这个栽在结果子的树，还有这个糠秕来比喻。
So the structure of Psalm 1 is on the screen, you can see it right up there.
这个诗篇第一篇就这在荧幕上让我们看见它的这个它的如何的分段。
So you can break into three main sections.
我们可以分为三段。
So the way of the righteous,
义人的道路
；the way of the wicked,
恶人的道路
；and then God's knowledge of the righteous and the wicked.
还有神知道义人和恶人的道路。
So let's go to point one, the way of the righteous.
那我们现在来看第一点，就是义人的道路。
So in verse one, the psalmist uses three emphatic no's to describe the choices and character of the righteous.
在第一节，诗人就用了三个不来让我们看见义人的性格是什么。
So in verse 1 and 2, there are three actions to evade. Don't walk, don't stand, don't sit.
这里有三个行为是我们必须避免的，不从、不站、不坐。
This depicts the entirety of a person's actions.
这个就总结了一个人所有的行为。
There are three types of people to avoid, the wicked, sinners, and scoffers.
有三种人我们必须避开，就是恶人、罪人，还有亵慢人。
Now this describes all who opposes God.
这里形容了所有敌对神的人。
And then there are three life circumstances to shun, their counsel, their ways, and their seed.
这里也有三种生命上的场合我们必须要避免的，就是计谋、道路还有座位。
So this encapsulates all of life's situations.
这个就包括了生命里所有的一切情况。
So what is the point of all this repetition?
这不断的重复是什么意思呢？
So in Hebrew, when they repeat an idea in multiple ways in Rekhu three times,
在希伯来文里当他们重复的时候，在这里有三次不同的这个层面的重复。
It signifies the important content that the author wishes to convey.
就意味着这个作者想要表达这个信息的重要性。
So we can see a parallel to this in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9.
我们在申命记第六章那里就看见了这个相同的一种情况。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9,
申命记第六章第四到第九节，
Moses commanded the Israelites to love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and mind.
摩西命令以色列必须要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
So this signified the totality of the person.
这个就代表了人的整个人。
Moses also goes on to instruct them to inscribe the word of God on their hearts, on their apparel, and in their homes.
摩西继续的教他们将神的话要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，也要写在房屋的门框上。
That describes all of the inner life and their surrounding.
这个就形容了一个人内里头的一个生命，还有所有的情况。
So Hebrew parents are also commanded to teach the law of God to their children.
犹太人也被命令必须要教训他们的儿女神的话。
And discuss God's law throughout all of life, in the homes, outside the homes, and both day and night.
还有无论何时，无论昼夜，还有无论在什么地方，都必须要教导神的话。
So in Deuteronomy, God was preparing the Israelites.
在生命记里，神是在预备以色列人。
Before entering the Promised Land,
因为他们还没有进入迦南地。
God desired that the Israelites dwell on His Word.
神要以色列人要常常思想他的话。
To avoid sinners and evildoers and evil circumstances.
而且必须要避开罪人，避开这些有罪的情况。
And when they entered Canaan, God told them not to intermarry, not to mingle, and adopt the practices of the Canaan false gods.
在还没有进入迦南地之前，神警告他们不可与外邦人嫁娶，也不能够与他们同流合污。
And we know that the Israelites failed. 当然 everything that the Lord commanded them here.
当然我们知道以色列人在这一方面违背了神的命令。
So their failure caused the blessedness of having a nation and a land to be removed from them.
所以他们的失败导致神给他们的这个福气，还有给这个应许地的这个福气都给挪去了。
So their disobedience resulted in the exile.
他们的不顺服就导致他们被掳。
So all this forms the background and context of a Jewish person when he reads Psalm 1 verse 1 and 2.
所以当一个犹太人读诗篇第一篇的时候，他就会回想起这一切的背景。
So the Jewish person knows that when he reads verse 1 and 2 that God's law is to be studied in its totality and utilized in all of life's circumstances.
所以当犹太人读诗篇第一篇第一到第二节的时候，他会纪念到神的话是完完全全的能够包括在他的整个生命里的。
So, let's go to verse 2.
那我们来到第二节。
Verse 2, the righteous delights in and knows God's word.
第二节告诉我们义人喜爱耶和华的律法。
So in our rush to get to the answer, what is blessedness?
当我们想要快快的知道什么是蒙福的生命时
，In our rush to find out how to have a blessed life for ourselves，
当我们想要快快的知道如何得到一个蒙福的生命
，So we may skip past a very critical component，
我们可能会错过了一个非常基要的事物。
So blessedness is not simply the knowledge of God's word，
蒙福不只是认识神的话。
So blessedness is not simply the knowledge of God's word.
蒙福不只是认识神的话。
Throughout history, there are Pharisees, teachers of the law, scholars, professors who know a lot about the Bible.
在历史里，我们看见有许多的人，就好像法利赛人，还有这些文士，或者是博士等等的，他们对圣经的认识都很深。
So a cold, affectionless interaction with God's word.
如果你对神的话是冷漠或者是冷淡的
，This reflects a lack of real relationship with God.
这反映着你与神没有一个真正的关系。
Psalm 119 tells us that the righteous person delights in God's word.
诗篇第119篇告诉我们，一个义人他会非常的喜爱神的话。
Verse 103-104.Psalm 119 tells us, How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
诗篇119篇第103节 so, 你的言语在我的上膛何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。
So God does not want slaves that are coerced into submission.
神不要我们像奴隶一般被强迫性的服从他。
If you are a believer, God has given you the right to be called His son and His daughter.
如果你是信徒的话，神给你这一个特权，能够称为他的儿女。
You are able to delight in Him and His word as a child toward His parent.
就好像孩子喜爱父母亲一样，你可以喜爱神，还有喜爱神的话。
So if you're truly His child, God's wrath is no longer aimed at you.
如果你真正是神的儿女，他的这个怒气已经不再向你发了。
To the redemption of His Son, God feels no animosity towards you.
因为通过他儿子的救赎，神已经不再与我们敌对了。
All your sins are forgiven, and you can approach Him with reverence and great delight.
你所有的罪都已经得赦免了，所以你能够很能够恭敬而且喜爱的来到神面前。
So then you may ask, what is delightful about God's word?
你可能会问，神的话有什么好喜爱的？
So Psalm 19 verse 17 to 11 tells us.
诗篇19篇第7到11节就让我们看见。
It tells us the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, it makes wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. By them is a servant warned, in keeping them there is great reward.
诗篇十九篇第七节，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目；耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远；耶和华的典章真实，全然公义，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。
So what is delightful about God's word?
所以神的话有什么好喜爱呢？
If you're fatigued from a long week, if you're fatigued from life in general, God's word promises to give sustenance to your soul.
如果你这一个星期的工作或者是你的生命里让你觉得非常的疲累，你要记得神的话赐给你这一个力量，能够持续下去。
Are you in need of counsel for big decisions in your life?
你是不是因为需要做一些很大的抉择，需要这个智慧呢？
God's word promises to give wisdom to those who need it.
神的话应许会给那些所需的人有智慧。
Are you downcast and experiencing a deep sorrow?
你是不是非常的气馁而且悲哀呢？
God's word promises you unshakable joy.
神的话应许会赐给你不动摇的这个喜乐。
Do you know that the keeping of God's law, in addition to protecting you from evil, affords you great rewards?
你知不知道，如果你守神的话，不只是神的话会保守你，让你不行恶，也会将赐给你大赏。
So if you delight and you desire God's word and keep it as something more precious than gold.
所以如果你喜爱而且羡慕神的话，如同羡慕这个比金金更好更羡慕的话。
Verse 2 tells us in Psalm 1 verse 2 tells us.
诗篇第一篇第二节就告诉我们。
That the righteous meditates on God's word day and night.
义人会昼夜思想神的话。
The child of God, the righteous man,
神的儿女就是义人。
So his fixation on God's word is not just a flippant crush.
他不只是在短时期内注重在神的话上。
But an intense love for the complete, authoritative, inerrant word of God.
而是对神无误的话有一种非常强烈的记忆。
And the 66 books of the Bible are sufficient to teach us all about God, all about salvation, and all about faith.
圣经66卷已是完全足够教导我们如何的行义，如何的能够得救。
So then we come to the word in verse 2 that might be confusing, maybe not to you, but to me when I first read it many years ago.
来到第二节这里有一个词我许多的年前读起来觉得非常的这个模糊。
Especially if you read in English, it says meditate.
这里说的是思想，英文那里讲的是默想。
Now when you hear the term meditation, you might think immediately of a person sitting cross-legged and quietly chanting.
可能你在想一个人如何的卧讲的时候，你会觉得是好像打坐念经一样。
So take that imagery out of your mind.
你千万不要这样想。
So in Chinese is actually 思想。
在中文你这里想写的是思想。
So meditation here refers to the constant engagement of God's word in your mind.
思想的意思就是我们会不断的在思想神的话，不断的在想神的话。
And there are many ways to do this.
我们有许多方式能够这样做。
It can be through a personal reading of the Bible.
你可以个人的读经。
It could be through a group Bible study.
也可以一组人来一起查经。
It could be spiritual songs and discussions.
也有可能是在唱诗或者与其他人的这个对话。
It could be blog articles and podcasts and books.
你可以在网上读或者是读书等等的。
When we interact with God's word day and night,
当我们昼夜思想神的话,
we strive to find out what God desires we do.
我们是想要知道神要对我们有什么要求。
At the same time, we seek to find practical applications of Scripture in our lives.
同时间，我们要找着在我们生命里如何的运用神的话。
And we also strive to encourage those among us, our children and our friends, to think thoughts about God and His Word.
我们也尝试着要鼓励我们周围的人，如同我们的朋友，如同我们的孩子，一同来思想神的话。
As parents, the greatest gift a parent can give to their child is the Word of God.
身为父母，你能够给你孩子最好的礼物就是神的话。
We are called to train up our children in the way he should go.
我们必须要教训我们的孩子行正路。
We want them to go the way of the righteous, not the way of the wicked.
我们要他们行义人的路，不是行恶人的路。
And Scripture defines the way of the righteous for us.
圣经也让我们看见什么是义人的路。
And we know that the Word of God is the best gift for our children.
我们知道神的话是给孩子最好的礼物。
Because our Father in heaven,
因为我们的天父,
in His greatest gift to His children,
也赐给他的儿女最好的礼物,
was His Son Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督他的儿子。
And what is Jesus' titles?
耶稣的这个名词是什么呢?
Jesus is called the Word incarnate.
耶稣被称为道成肉身。
God's greatest gift to you was His Word.
神所赐给你最大的礼物就是他的道。
The Word became flesh.
道成肉身。
And Apostle John called Jesus Christ the Word of Life.
使徒约翰称耶稣为这一个生命的道。
God's greatest gift to us was His Son, Jesus Christ.
神赐给我们最伟大的礼物就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
Jesus, the Word.
耶稣就是道。
Jesus, the Word who was with God.
道与神同在。
And Jesus, the Word who was God.
道就是神。
So the reason why we delight and we meditate on the Word of God.
所以我们 喜爱而且思想神的话的原因是
Because it reveals to us Christ Himself.
因为他让我们看见耶稣是谁。
Christ is the believer's ultimate source of joy and blessedness.
耶稣就是一个信徒最大的这个喜悦的来源。
So in verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 1,
所以诗篇第一篇第一节第二节,
we see a picture of true salvation.
我们看见什么是真正得救。
A righteous man, a truly saved person,
一个义人，一个真正得救的人,
desires to turn away from sin and evil. Sin and evil.
他所向往的就是离开这些罪恶。
And then changing his object of affection into God and His Word.
然后转向神与神的话。
You cannot truly delight in God while holding on to sin.
你如果还抓紧的罪不肯放的话，你就不会有真正的喜爱神。
In the same way, when you delight in your sin, you cannot find pleasure in God's word.
如果你喜爱你自己的罪，你就不会在神的话那里得着这个喜乐。
So your delight or disgust of God's word,
你是否喜爱或者厌恶神的话,
reveals your heart. Condition toward Christ.
就表现出你的心对耶稣到底是什么态度。
Today, if you delight in hearing His word, in reading His word, in interacting with His word, praise God.
如果你喜爱神的话，你喜爱读神的话，这个是赞美神的一件事。
But if today you disdain God's word,
可是如果今天你恨恶神的话，
you disdain interacting with His word,
你也不喜爱读他的话。
Even today, God is gracious.
今天神还是有恩典的。
In Psalm 34, we don't have to turn there. He says, He implores you, come and taste and see that He is good.
在诗篇三十四篇那里，神说，来尝尝我的好。
God's great love for you is demonstrated already through His great gift to you.
神对你的大爱已经从他所赐给你的礼物表现出来了。
So through His word, you can know Him, you can seek Him, and you can find Him.
通过他的话，你能够寻求他，你能够找着他。
You might say, Jimmy, you know, I'm going through a very dark season in my life right now.
你可能会跟我讲，我现在所在生命里所发生的事情是非常的幽暗的。
I know I'm a believer, but I just don't, you know, I just don't want to open my Bible, and I don't seem to find delight in His Word.
我知道我是一个信徒，不过我完全没有这一个想要打开神的话来读神的话。
And the good news is God is still there.
好消息就是神还是存在的。
He is still revealing His Bible. He is still approachable.
他还是通过圣经的话显现给我们。而且他是我们可以去寻找的神。
And he is ever ready for his children.
他常常的预备好要帮助他的儿女。
So verse 3 and 4 gives us an illustration about how God takes care of his children.
第三、第四节让我们看见神如何的照顾他的儿女。
So verse 3 and 4 tells us that, gives us an illustration that the righteous is like a fruitful tree and the wicked is like chaff.
第三节让我们看见义人就像结果子的树，还有第四节这一个恶人像糠秕一样。
So now we need to understand what you know, what is fruitfulness, what is chaff. We live in Singapore. I'm not a farmer. I was confused when I saw the word chaff.
我不是一个农夫，我们住在新加坡，也不知道什么是糠秕。
So let's go through the terms one by one and understand what the imagery is teaching us.
所以让我们一个一个词来看这里所描述的是什么。
So when we read the phrase planted by streams of water,
像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
So the majority of Israel lies on semi-arid land.
以色列大部分的地都是干地。
So from May to September, there is almost no rain.
从五月到九月都是没有下雨的。
So,Just like in Singapore, even though we have a lot of rain, water is a very precious commodity.
就好像在新加坡一样，虽然常常下雨，不过水是一个非常珍贵的资源。
So in Israel, trees that are planted by streams of water signifies a prime location.
在以色列，如果那一棵树是栽在溪水旁，让我们所想象的是，这个是良好的地。
It shows us that, it is nourished year-round by water.
也就是说它全年都得着水的滋润。
So it's a good place.
这个是一个好地方。
Now when you think of the word stream, again in your mind's eye, you might conjure up images of streams and rivers in tourist brochures.
可能你在想象这个溪水的时候，你会觉得好像这个旅行的时候所看见的那些河流一样。
So I'd like you to think in agricultural terms.
不过你必须要从栽种方面来讲。
So in place of the word stream, think of channels of water.
这个溪水就是一个水的水所流的地方。
So channels of water is an intentional waterway.
这个是故意所挖出来的一个水道。
That the farmer created for his crops.
因为这个农夫是挖这个水道，为的是要栽种。
So in verse 3 of Psalm 1.
所以诗篇第一篇第三节。
This tree is planted intentionally along these channels of water in a good place.
这棵树是故意栽在这个水道的。
So this is not a wild tree.
这个不是野树。
The position of this tree is not coincidental.
这棵树能够在那里种植，不是因着巧遇的。
Or haphazard, but But is determined by a careful farmer.
也不是乱来的, 而是一个非常, 仔细的农夫故意这样做的,
so that this tree receives the optimum amount of water and nourishment.
所以这一棵树就会得着水还有这个水的滋润。
So this illustration is very important to the Jewish person.
对一个犹太人来说,这个,这里的比喻非常重要。
So Israel was an agricultural nation.
因为以色列是一个栽种的一个国家。
So the fruitfulness of their trees,
他们的树是否结果子,
and the harvest of their crops affected all of life.
还有他们在丰收的时候会影响所有人的生命。
The harvest affected the domestic economy.
丰收会影响到他们的这一个经济。
The harvest affected their national export.
这一个他们的丰收也会影响到他们的出口率。
The harvest also affected their income.
他们的丰收也会影响到他们的收入。
A good harvest signified God's pleasure with the nation.
一个良好的丰收代表着神喜对这个国家的喜悦。
A bad harvest signified impending judgment.
如果丰收不好的话，就是代表着即将来临的审判。
In addition to the economic front, on the religious front,
除了从经济方面来看，我们也能够从宗教方面来看。
So the major Jewish festivals all revolve around the harvest.
所有犹太人的这些节日都是环绕着这个丰收的时候。
So the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread commemorated God's gift, deliverance and gift of a promised land which flowed with milk and honey.
逾越节还有这个除酵节都是为了要纪念神带领他们离开埃及地来到应许地，就是这个有丰收的地方。
The Feast of First Fruits took place at the beginning of harvest.
他们的节日是在这个丰收开始的时候庆祝的。
50 days later, the Feast of Weeks celebrated the end of the grain harvest.
然后当这个丰收结束的时候，他们也有一个节日来庆祝。
And then after that, the Feast of Trumpets celebrated the end of entire agricultural year.
然后整年丰收结束的时候，他们又再庆祝。
And the last two feasts, the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Booths,
还有最后的两个节日,
is where the Israelites brought their offerings, which was animals and crops, to God. In the temple in Jerusalem.
就是以色列人会来到这个耶路撒冷的圣殿那里，将他们的所栽种的这个粗俗的果子，还有这些动物会来献祭。
So to the Jewish person reading this psalm, they want to know how to be the fruitful tree.
对于一个犹太人来说，当他读这篇诗时，他会希望能够知道怎样成为一棵结果子的树。
So for all those who delight in the Lord and His Word,
所有喜爱神还有喜爱他的律法的人,
our Creator God,
创造我们的神,
who brought forth all the vegetation and all the fruit-bearing trees and all the seeds of all the plants,
他创造了所有的植物、所有结果子的树、还有所有的这些种子等等的,
that same Creator God is going to tend to you one tree. With that same amount of care.
同样创造一切事物的这一位神，也会对着你，就像是一棵他所特别栽种的树一样的一样仔细，一样的细心。
If you are a righteous person, if you are God's children,
如果你是一个义人，如果你是神的儿女,
God is going to ensure that you receive optimum nourishment.
神会确保你得着这个良好的滋润。
He is going to ensure that you bear fruit in season.
他会确保你会择时的时候结果子。
And that you stay evergreen and that your leaf never withers.
而且你会是一棵常青树，你的叶子也必不枯干。
If you can compute this in your head, this privilege is incomparable.
如果你能够想象得到这一个是何等独特的权利。
So the God of creation is going to focus on you, one person, like a tree, making sure that you grow well.
创造宇宙万物的这一位神会非常仔细的对待你，就是一棵像一棵树一样。
So in the last part of verse 3, we see that for such a person, In all that he does, he prospers.
第三节的最后一段，我们也读到，凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
So how can a righteous person not prosper if the Lord of the universe is showing him such distinct care and favor?
所以，如果宇宙创造宇宙万物的神对这一个义人是这么的细心照顾的话，这个义人所做的怎么能够不顺利呢？
Now we want to say that this does not mean that adversity will not strike in the life of the righteous.
当然，我们不是说这个义人完全不会遭到灾难。
It does not mean that he will not go through seasons of trials and spells of difficulty.
这不意味着你不会经过这个试探或者是试炼。
But it does mean that through all of the most challenging situations that life can throw at you,
不过它意味着无论你的生命里面对着如何大的挑战
The Lord of the universe has his eyes on you.
创造宇宙万物的神看得见你
He will watch over you.
他会保守你
And the Lord of the universe's ears are attuned to your cries and he will listen to you.
宇宙万物的神也是垂听你的一位神
And according to this verse,
根据这一节经文
according to his word,
根据他的话
according to his complete and inerrant sufficient word,
根据神无误而且完全的话
God is saying that he will make sure that you prosper.
神告诉你说他会确保你必顺利
So the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4 verses 11 to 13 gives us an idea what prospering means.
使徒保罗在腓立比书第四章让我们看见什么样子叫做顺利。
Again, we bring ourselves back to the first question that we ask ourselves. In an affluent country, our ideas of prospering can be very different from someone in a refugee situation.
当然，我们回到我们首先所问的问题，我们要记得，对于在一个发达国家的人来说，与一个逃难的逃离家乡的人来说，这个成功的定义是不一样的。
So Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4 verses 11 and 13, and I'll read, and this is what Paul said, Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low and how to abound. In any and every circumstances, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him.
保罗在腓立比书第四章十一到十三节就让我们看见这个情况是什么我并不是因缺乏说这话我无论在什么情况都可以知足这是我已经学会了我知道怎样处卑贱也知道怎样处丰富或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏谁是谁主我都得了秘诀我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做
So regardless of life situations
所以无论我们生命里境况如何
The righteous man who is steeped in God's word
如果一个义人非常熟悉神的话
Who delights in God's glory
而且喜爱神的荣耀
God will enable him to do all things God will make him prosper
神会使他万事凡事都能做神会使他顺利
So verse 4 in Psalm 1 we come to another word that we want to understand
回到诗篇第一篇第四节我们又再看另外一个词
So the psalmist describes the wicked as chaff
诗人形容恶人乃像糠秕
So what is chaff?
什么是糠秕
I had no idea what chaff is
我不知道当我初次读的时候我不知道什么是康比
So I went to Wikipedia and Wikipedia is a good answer to things we don't know for some things
所以我上网去到维基百科看了这些事物
So chaff is the husk of grain or other seed that is separated by threshing
这个康比就是当他们要把这个谷还有这个叶子分开的时候所做的
So chaff is worthless for human consumption.
钢笔对人来说是没有价值的事物。
Chaff has some uses as animal feed, thrown back into soil or burnt.
他们不然就会拿来喂动物，不然就会扔回到这个土地上，或者是把它给烧了。
So chaff is a byproduct of agriculture.
所以糠秕是这个的耕种的一种所一种废物。
So unlike the tree that is nourished and cultivated by the farmer.
它不像这个树栽在溪水旁是这个农夫细心的照顾的。
Chaff is left to the elements.
糠秕就是丢在户外的。
The wind can blow it away and the farmer really couldn't care less.
能够就算是风把它给吹走的时候农夫也不管。
So even in this psalm, the author takes no time to describe the lives of the wicked.
在这篇诗诗人也没有花时间来形容这个恶人的生命。
The lives of the wicked are as worthless as chaff.
因为恶人的生命就像糠秕一样是没有价值的。
There is nothing of value in the life of the wicked to be mentioned in detail in this psalm.
恶人的生命完全没有一件事是在这一篇诗里值得一提的。
They have no roots, they have no place that they belong to, and they can be swept around and nobody cares.
他们没有这一个没有栽种好好的，而且无论是怎样的对待都没有人管。
The farmer here doesn't care, and God is not focused on them.
这个神完全不管的，不会注重在他们的身上，而且这个栽种的人，这个农夫也完全不管他们。
So friends, do you see your worth in God's eyes compared to those who oppose Him?
所以朋友们，你看见你在神的眼里的价值，与这些与神敌对的人有什么不同吗？
Through His word, you know where you came from, you know what you ought to do for Him in this life, and you know where you will go.Friends, you are blessed.
通过神的话，你知道你是从哪里来，你知道生命的意义是什么，而且将来会去到哪里。所以，朋友们呐，你们是有福的人。
In verse 5, we will answer the question, or scripture will answer the question, what happens to evildoers who prosper?
第五节，圣经就回答了这一个恶人似乎顺利的时候，或者兴旺的时候，最后会有什么结局？
Our second point is the way of the wicked.
所以我们的第二点就是恶人的道路。
How do you respond when evildoers prosper?
当恶人的行为使他们兴旺的时候，你要怎样去反应呢？
How do you react when nasty, incompetent co-workers get promoted and then continue to bully others?
当这些不好的这个同事，他们是而且也是不能够做事的同事，他们却升职了，你我会觉得怎样呢？
What do you do when corrupt politicians enjoy comfort over their suffering citizens?
如果有一些不正直的政治家，他们非常的生命非常的舒适，可是这个国家的子民却非常的辛苦，你怎样说呢？
How do you react when dishonest businessmen live in luxury over those they've swindled and con?
还有那一些非常不择手段的一些生意人，到处的欺骗，可是却一帆风顺，怎么办？
So this is where the rubber meets the road when our understanding of scripture interacts with the reality of life.
所以这个就是我们要运用圣经的时候，在我们的生命里如何的真正运用圣经呢？
What do you and I do in the face of blatant evildoers?
当我们与这个恶人面对面的时候，我们应该做什么呢？
In the face of those who dismiss and do not fear God, and then they still seem to thrive in this life.
尤其是那一些完全不理会神，生命却是一帆风顺的，我们要怎么办呢？
So the psalmist here parallels the way of the wicked with the way of the righteous.
诗人就让我们看见这个恶人的道路与义人的道路的相比。
In contrast, the choices of the righteous and the company of evildoers in all circumstances of this life.
还有这个义人与恶人的选择，还有境况，在这个人生里是完全不一样的。
So verse 5 says the wicked has no ability to stand upright in the day of judgment.
第五节告诉我们，在审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。
And the wicked cannot be counted in the company of the righteous.
而且罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
Now we can understand this very simply on two fronts.
我们从两个观点能够非常容易的明白。
First, from a temporal earthly perspective.
首先从这个属世一个短暂的这个角度来看。
Now, evildoers will not choose to be in the company of law enforcement.
这些行恶的人不会在这个执法人员与执法人员一同混在一起。
A criminal will not naturally be inclined to befriend a police officer.
一个犯法的人不会与警察为友。
So even with our flawed justice systems,
就算我们的这个属世的这一种的情况是多么的不完全，
evildoers committing blatant crimes will have their crimes catch up to them.
那一些犯法的人迟早也是难逃法网。
And in our lifetimes, we have witnessed how elderly war criminals like Nazi criminals.
在我们的生命里，我们看见的那一些在打仗的时候所犯罪的人，
war criminals from the Pol Pot regime in Cambodia.
就好像柬埔寨那里所犯了法的人，或者是这个纳粹国所犯法的人。
We have seen blatant evildoers be tried.And the law catch up to them at their old age.
我们看见了这些人，甚至是老了之后，还是因着他们所犯的罪被审判。
All around us, we see corrupt ministers and political leaders be imprisoned for the blatant evil they've done.
我们也看见一些不正直的这个政治家，他们都必须要坐牢。
Friends, we must state this very clearly. It is the Satan's deception.That sin has no consequences on this earth in this life.
朋友们，你们必须要知道，当我们看这一个罪人，他们似乎一帆风顺的时候，完全在这一个生命里也没有什么不良的结果。这一个是撒旦的谎言。
It is the devil's lie that evildoers can continue enjoying their ill-gotten gains.
魔鬼的谎言就是想要欺骗我们，让我们以为行恶的人能够一帆风顺。
Because Proverbs 13:15 tells us the way of the treacherous is their ruin. Proverbs 13:15 tells us that the way of the treacherous is their ruin.
因为箴言13:15告诉我们，奸诈人的道路崎岖难行。
The way of the wicked is their own destruction.
因为恶人所行的道路会给自己带来灭亡。
They are their own destruction.
他们自己成为自己的灭亡。
When you are tempted to consider taking the way of the wicked,
当你被试探想要走恶人的路，
tell yourself this is a lie.
你必须告诉自己这个是谎言。
And this lie traces its source.To the ancient serpent that told Adam and Eve that disobeying God has no consequence and that they will not surely die.
这一个谎言就是来自那条蛊蛇，那条蛊蛇也就是欺骗亚当与夏娃犯罪的那一条蛊蛇。
Even in this life, according to Scripture, the way of the wicked is destruction.
就算在这一个生命里，行恶的人也是自寻毁灭。
Now going back to verse 5, we see that.From eternal perspective,
当我们回到第五节，我们从一个永恒的角度来看时，
with an eternal perspective before God's judgment seat,
从永恒的角度来看，来到神的这个审判宝座前，
all those who oppose him,
所有敌对他的人，
not just blatant evildoers,
不只是行恶的人，
maybe private evildoers like you and I.
可能是在暗地里行恶的，不只是在非常招摇的行恶。
Evildoers can only cower in fear before God, before His holy wrath.
行恶的人在神公义审判面前只能够萎缩。
Without God's redemption, without Christ's salvation, all those who do not believe in Him and His word is in opposition with Him.
如果没有得着耶稣基督的救恩或者救赎的那一些不顺服神的话，就是行恶的人。
Jesus Christ, the sinner's only chance for a savior.
通过耶稣基督是罪人唯一得救的道路。
The chance is gone. Now Christ is before them as a judge.
如果他们错失了这一个机会面对耶稣的时候，就是面对审判官。
For evildoers, their sins convict them.
恶人自己的罪会指责他们。
Their conscience bear witness against them.
他们自己的良心也指责他们。
There is no escape, no wiggle room, and the sentence is eternal.
他们没有办法逃离，而且这个审判将会是永恒的。
Christ is a judge that knows all the deeds of all mankind for all time.
因为耶稣基督是一个全知的审判官。
So speaking about God's knowledge, we come to the third point: God's knowledge of the righteous and wicked.
讲到神的这个所知道的一切，我们就来到了第三点，就是神知道义人和义人恶人的道路。
So in verse 6, the Hebrew word here knows signifies a deep relationship.
在希伯来文里，这里所讲的知道，其实是一个非常深的一种关系。
In Genesis, it is used to describe the intimacy between Adam and Eve.
在创世纪那里，同样的一个词来形容亚当与夏娃的关系。
So now Adam knew Eve, and she conceived.
在原文里是说，亚当知道夏娃，而夏娃就怀孕了。
So it's an intimate knowledge, a deep relationship.
所以这一种是非常深的一种关系。
Friends, God's knowledge is complete.
神是全知的。
He is ever present, he is all knowing, he is all powerful.
他是无所不在、无所不能的神。
If you are the righteous,
如果你是义人
，If you are his children,
如果你是他的儿女
，God knows your way.
神知道你的道路。
He knows your true character and the choices you make at home and in the office.
他知道你真正的品格到底是什么，还有你所做的一些抉择，无论是在家里做的抉择，还是在公司里做的，他都知道。
He knows your delight in him as you travel to work and listen to podcasts and consider his word.
当你在路途的时候听他的话，思想他的话，神都知道。
He knows your dependence on his word as you trust him to fulfill his promises.To prosper you.
当你信靠神会使你顺利，他也知道你信靠他的话。
If you are the righteous,
如果你是义人
，the creator of the universe is focused on you.
创造宇宙的这一位真神，他注视着你。
Like a caring farmer tending his tree.
就好像一个非常细心的农夫照顾他的树一样。
If you are the righteous, God knows your way.
如果你是义人，神知道你的道路。
He was the one that instructed you to choose the narrow gate and the difficult way.
是他命令你要选择这一个窄路，还有通过窄门。
Because this is the way that leads to life.
因为这个是通往生命的道路。
Conversely, the way of the wicked leads to eternal perishing.
相比下，这个恶人的道路会导致灭亡。
Wide is the gate and broad is the way to destruction.
这个通往灭亡之路是宽的，门也是宽的。
And many people are rushing towards it in their sin.
许许多多犯罪的人其实是在冲往这一条宽敞的路。
And this was our trajectory before we came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们还未信耶稣之前，我们也是走在同样的一条道路上。
So the damnation of the wicked informs us about the ending of all sinful men.
恶人所将要受到的审判，让我们看见所有的罪人都会面临同样的遭遇。
And the way of the wicked will perish. It's very clear in verse 6.
第六节让我们看见非常清楚的，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
So this should compel us to warn those around us about their eternal destiny.
这个会催逼我们必须要警告我们周围的人有关他们所面对的这个命运。
If they do not put their faith in Christ, that is the end goal. That is the end goal of their worldly success.
如果他们不信靠耶稣基督的话，他们所面对的将会是必定的灭亡。
So what is the summary of someone on a blessed life?
所以诗篇第一篇总结起来，让我们看见什么是一个蒙福的生命呢？
The blessed life is to know God and be known by Him.
蒙福的生命是要认识神，而且也要被神认识。
To know His word deeply and trust Him to fulfill the promises He has made to you.
我们要深深的认识神的话，信靠他所给我们的应许。
As we end our study today, we cannot conclude on our meditation on the a life of blessedness without referring to what Jesus said in Matthew 5.
我们今天在总结的时候，要知道如何的默想神的话，就必须要看到耶稣在马太福音第五章那里所讲的。
This is blessedness according to Jesus.
这个就是耶稣所讲的蒙福。
The Creator God who is focused on you, a single tree.
创造宇宙万物的神，他注视在你的身上。
Matthew 5 records Jesus' definition of blessedness.
马太福音第五章记载着耶稣给这个福的定义。
And this is Jesus' own words. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
马太福音五章第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
As we end our study today,
今天在我们结束的时候，
and you enjoy fellowship over lunch or head home and be on your way,
无论你待会是要回家或者是在这里享用午餐，
May you meditate on the word of God and what Jesus said.
希望你会默想，还有思想神的话，还有耶稣所讲的。
May you find delight in Him and comfort from Him.
希望你能够喜悦、喜爱神，而且在他那里得着安慰。